This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado leaders and activists gathered Friday to disavow hate. That's after racist and anti-immigrant signs were found in Denver. Denverites Rebecca Tauber has more.
Dozens of politicians and advocates gathered near City Park, close to where signs were found, at RTD bus stops Thursday. The spot is just down the street from where new immigrants offer to wash car windows in exchange for cash. City leaders made clear they support immigrants and oppose racism. Denver City Council member Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Our Denver does not stand for attempts to divide our communities. Our Denver showed up with open arms when busload upon busload of people arrived here unknowingly. And I'm here to say that this is our Denver.
Denver police said they have strong leads in their investigation into the potential bias-motivated crime. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
The family of a man who was killed by a car after being tased during a traffic stop will get $5 million from Larimer County. 28-year-old Brent Thompson ran from the sheriff's deputy after being pulled over on I-25 for having expired license plates. The deputy was cleared of wrongdoing, but the Thompson family called the man's death reckless. Most of the $5 million settlement will be paid by insurance. The latest COVID numbers for Colorado show 145 people in the hospital, down a little from last week. Updated vaccines could arrive in just a couple of weeks. Doors Open Denver lets people see inside some distinctive buildings around the city and to get a look at how some older sites are being updated. Meg Tauborg is the CEO of the Denver Architecture Foundation.
One example of adaptive reuse on the tour is the Posner Center for International Development. This is a former horse barn, reimagined, renovated, and now it holds dozens of office spaces for global nonprofits.
Doors Open Denver is September 26th through the 29th, and there's more about it in about 15 minutes here on Morning Edition. This is CPR News.